Okay, this is what I have for you.
Tia?
This is a season where a shift is beginning to happen.
Det er en tid, hvor der sker et skifte.
Some things were taken from you.
Der var noget, som blev taget fra jer.
Other things you tried to do, but you hit wall.
Der var noget andet, de prøvede at gøre, men ramte mod en mur.
Okay, there were several walls.
Der var faktisk flere mure.
One you broke through.
Der var en, du gennembrød.
Two others you were bounced off of.
Og to andre, som du løb panden mod muren.
And this has to do with the call of God on your life.
Det har noget at gøre med Guds kald over jeres liv.
What you thought you were supposed to do.
Noget, som I troede, I skulle gøre.
And then how some of that worked and how some of that was just horrible.
Og noget af det lykkedes, men andet var forfærdeligt.
And there's been great damage in both of your life.
Der har været stor ødelæggelse i jeres liv.
And there's been a frustration.
Og en frustration.
And so you've come to a place where you really have wondered, where do we fit in all of God's plan?
Og I er kommet til et punkt, hvor I ligesom har tænkt, hvor hører vi egentlig inde i Guds plan?
Because we have so much on the inside of us.
For vi har så meget inde i os.
But yet at the same time we don't know what to do.
Men på samme tid der ved vi ikke hvad vi skal gøre.
And so the Holy Spirit, okay, now this is going to be a difficult thing to receive.
Det her det kan blive vanskeligt at modtage.
The Holy Spirit has created a box around you of protection.
Helligånden har skabt ligesom en kasse af beskyttelse omkring jer.
And every time you've tried to go beyond this box, it hasn't worked the way that you thought.
Og nogle gange, når I ønsker at trænge ud af den kasse, så har det ikke virket, som I har tænkt jer.
And so you feel very alone and very isolated in this box.
Så I føler jer meget isoleret i den her boks.
And you have a few people who come and visit you in the box.
Der er få mennesker, som ligesom besøger jer i den boks.
But you're both there.
Men I er der begge to.
And it's been uncomfortable.
Og det har været ubehageligt eller.
And it's been painful.
Og pinfuldt.
And the question has been, has man done this to us?
Spørgsmålet er, om det er mennesker, der har gjort det her mod os.
Has the devil done this to us?
Har djævelen gjort det?
Have we done this to us?
Har vi selv gjort det?
It's not the question anymore.
Det er ikke længere spørgsmålet.
The question is, how long is the Holy Spirit going to keep you?
Spørgsmålet er, hvor lang tid at Helligånden vil lade jer være der.
And the shift is beginning to happen.
Men der er begyndt at ske en forandring.
And here's what he's been doing in your life, brother.
Og her er hvad der er sket i dit liv, bror.
He's been cutting things out of you.
Der er skåret ting ud af dig.
Because of the grace that is upon your life.
Der er noget på dit liv.
Yes, you can move in the prophetic.
Du kan bevæge dig i det profetiske.
And yes, you are a teacher.
Og du er lærer.
You have the ability to move in the power and in the grace of God.
Du har muligheden for at bevæge dig i Guds både Guds nåde og Guds kraft.
But at the same time, he's been dealing with the inside.
Men samtidig er der sket en bearbejdelse på indersiden.
Inside of those who have this type of a call.
På indersiden af dem, som har den type kald.
There's a personal struggle with some issues.
Der er en personlig kamp med nogle bestemte ting.
It's not sin.
Det er ikke synd.
It's identity.
Det har noget med identitet at gøre.
It's about what has happened to us in our life.
Det handler om, hvad der er sket i livet.
And how God is shaping us with this.
Og hvordan at Gud hvad skal man sige, beskærer os, eller hvad skal man sige, får os til at.
So he deals with our insecurities.
Så han gør noget ved vores usikkerhed.
And he deals with our ambitions.
Og han gør noget ved vores ambitioner.
And it hasn't been fair.
Og det har ikke været fair.
What man has done.
Hvad mennesker har gjort.
But what God has done.
Men det Gud har gjort.
He has protected you.
Han har beskyttet jer.
To deal with all of these things on the inside.
For at bearbejde alle de ting på indersiden.
So that you will be the instrument of use.
Så I vil blive et brugbart redskab.
That will be able to deliver the word of the Lord.
som vil være i stand til at videregive Guds ord
with humility
med ydmyghed
and love
og kærlighed
and love
og kærlighed
and love
og kærlighed.
And so the shift is coming now.
Så der kommer et skift nu.
And when it begins to happen,
og når det begynder at ske,
you're going to find yourself moving in some directions you didn't think you were allowed to do.
Så vil I finde jer selv, at I bevæger jer i en retning, som I ikke troede, det var tilladt at gøre.
If you keep your heart humble,
hvis I bevarer jeres hjerte ydmygt,
you'll move faster and faster.
Så vil I bevæge jer hurtigere og hurtigere.
If you get frustrated and some of these things happen again,
hvis I bliver frustreret, så vil nogle af de samme ting ske igen.
He'll be very gentle with you.
Han vil være meget forsigtig med jer.
But he'll take you into this covering.
Men han vil tage jer ind under det her dække, beskyttelse.
Until you are fully ready to step out.
Til I er fuldt ud klar til at træde ud.
But the call of God on you is clear.
Guds kald på jeres liv er klart.
And the grace of God upon you is clear.
Og nåden er klar.
And who you are is clear.
Og det som I er klart.
What you will do.
Hvad det som I vil gøre.
Is not clear.
Er ikke klart.
Because that's up to God.
Fordi det er op til Gud.
But this shift is beginning to happen.
Men denne forandring er begyndt at ske.
Okay. What is the real purpose? Why is God doing all of this?
Hvorfor gør Gud alt det her?
To make you a gift.
For at gøre jer til en gave.
To the region.
Til regionen.
And to the nation.
Og til nationen.
Did you just hear what I said?
Hørte I, hvad jeg sagde?
You both.
Begge to.
A gift.
En gave.
To reveal God's kingdom.
Til at åbenbare Guds rige.
His purposes.
Hans formål.
His plan.
Hans plan.
To put people into place.
At være i stand til at hjælpe mennesker på plads.
As a mother and father.
Som mor og far.
And help them understand.
Og hjælpe dem til at forstå.
How to walk humbly before God.
Hvordan man vandrer i ydmyghed for Gud.
And so the time of frustration.
Den tid med frustrationer.
Is beginning to end.
Er ved at nå sin ende.
And a new time of purpose is beginning.
Og en ny tid med et nyt formål begynder.
And God is with you.
Og Gud er med jer.
Everybody just lift your hands to them.
Kan vi rejse eller løfte vores hænder hen mod dem?
Holy Spirit.
Helligånd.
We recognize the great work that you've been doing in their life.
Vi anerkender det store værk der sker i deres liv.
And the great purpose and the great call that you have upon them.
Og det store formål og kald der ligger på dem.
And God, the time is going to come where you will put something in their hands.
Og tiden vil komme, Gud, hvor der vil putte noget i deres hænder.
That will be able to encourage,
som vil være med til at opmuntre,
and build the people of God in many places,
og opbygge mennesker i mange steder.
Okay, here's the last thing.
Her er den sidste ting.
You are going to become part of a team.
I vil blive en del af et team.
And this team is going to do things that is going to amaze you.
Og dette team vil gøre ting, som vil forbløffe jer.
It's not about a project.
Det er ikke et projekt.
It's not about doing the new thing.
Det er ikke noget at gøre med at gøre det nyeste.
It's about God joining you heart to heart with leaders who see who you are.
At Gud fører jer sammen med mennesker, som ser hvem I er.
And want to walk with you.
Og som kan vandre med jer.
And this day is beginning to happen now.
Og dette begynder at ske nu.
And the Lord is with you both.
Og Herren er med jer begge.
Can we say amen?
Kan vi sige amen?
Okay, you can hit me later.
Du kan slå mig siden.
Okay, you can be seated. Okay, can we lift our hands?
Kan vi løfte vores hænder?
Just begin to speak in tongues for a moment.
Og begynd at tale i tunger.
Shara barando sere barati ara barati ara barati ai. Mere barando sana barati ara barati ai. Kora barando sana barati ai. Lere barate ara barate ai. Mere corondo sana barate ara barate ai. Mana barondo sana barate ara barate ai. Okay. Can I pray for these two people?
To folk, der står der.
Is it okay if I pray for you both?
Må jeg bede for jer?
Okay, could you stand up?
Vil I rejse jer op?
Okay. Can we bless them?
Kan vi velsigne dem?
Okay. Just close your eyes.
Bare luk jeres øjne.
And focus on Jesus.
Og tænk på Jesus. Se på Jesus.
Wow. You have not had an easy road.
I har ikke haft det nemt.
But now you've come to a place that is going to be safe.
Men nu kommer I til et sted, som er sikkert.
And there are certain things that you've never had that God is going to give you in these days.
Der er noget, som I aldrig har ejet eller haft, som Gud vil give jer i de her dage.
It's a safe time for you.
Det bliver en tid med sikkerhed.
And over this next season, you're going to see the favor of God raining upon your life.
Og i den næste periode, så vil I se Guds favør være på jeres liv.
To give you exactly what you need at the right time.
Så I får nøjagtigt, hvad I har brug for til rette tid.
It's a time of faith.
Det er en trostid.
But it's not a faith that is fighting against the enemy.
Men det er ikke en tro, som må kæmpe med fjenden.
It's a faith of dependence upon God.
Det er en tro, som regner med Gud.
In relationship with Him.
I et fællesskab med Ham.
Because every time He's bringing something to you, that's a blessing.
For hver gang Han giver jer noget, som er en velsignelse.
It's going to stretch you.
Så vil det være med til at udvide jer.
And it's going to stretch you.
Så vil det udvide jer.
There's a healing that is going on in your life.
Der sker en helbredelse i jeres liv.
And there's some questions about identity.
Og det har så noget at gøre med identitet.
And there's been some things where the enemy has attacked both of you.
Der har sket noget, hvor fjenden har angrebet jer begge to.
But you've survived.
Men I har overlevet.
And now you're on the other side.
Og nu er I kommet ud på den anden side.
And so now you're coming to a place of peace and safety.
Men nu er I kommet til et sted med fred og sikkerhed.
There were things that happened to you that you never wanted to happen.
Der skete nogle ting med jer, som I aldrig havde ønsket skulle ske.
And you found yourself in the middle of doing things that you never wanted to do.
Og I fandt jer i færd med at gøre nogle ting, som I aldrig havde ønsket, I skulle gøre.
So you got hurt.
Så I blev såret.
And others got hurt.
Og det var også andre, der blev det.
And now you carry the wounds of all that on the inside.
Og nu bærer I de her sår på jeres inderside.
But God's going to heal them now.
Men Gud, han vil helbrede jer nu.
He's brought you to a safe place.
Han har bragt jer til et sikkert sted.
Where all of this can be worked out.
Hvor alt det kan finde sted.
And trust will grow.
Og hvor tillid vil vokse.
Trust will grow.
Tillid vil vokse.
And you'll take new steps together.
Og I kan tage nye skridt sammen.
And the time will come.
Og tiden vil komme,
where you will reach back to other family members,
hvor I vil række ud til andre familiemedlemmer,
and you will pull them into this day with you. You will pull them into this time with you.
Ja, og I vil være med til at trække dem ind i en tid sammen med jer.
Because I made you an open door for them.
For I vil være en åben dør for dem.
And I am with you, says the Lord.
Og jeg er med jer, siger Herren.
Can we say amen?
Kan vi sige amen?
Can I have two or three people go give them a big hug? I think they need that.
Er der to tre mennesker, der kan give dem et stort krammer, for det har de brug for?
Just go attack them with love.
Angrib dem med kærlighed.
I think they need that right now.
Jeg tror, de har brug for det.
I think they need that. Amen. So today's preaching teaching was about family and team.
Så dagens prædiken undervisning var omkring familie og team tanken.
You're a family on a mission.
I en familie på mission.
You're a team that is extending the kingdom of God.
I et team som skal udvide Guds rige.
So let me end with this.
Så lad mig slutte af med det her.
Everybody stand up.
Kan vi rejse os?
Lift your hands real high.
Løft hænderne op.
Go find three or four people, real high, real high.
Rigtig højt op.
Go find three or four people.
Og find tre til fire mennesker.
Give them a high five.
give them a high five.
Say this to them.
Og så sige det her.
You are the best baby. Hallelujah.
Du er den bedste baby. Hallelujah.
And could you do that right now? Amen.
Yeah, you're the best. You're the best. You're the best.